You turn in your scriptures to Revelation chapter 8. In Revelation chapter 8, remember in the call to worship it said that the Lord Jesus is on the throne, seated. And we've learned already that Revelation, and here a big theme of Revelation is that the Lord Jesus is seated. And oftentimes we think that might be future, and yet it is in fact, now, Hebrews says it is now. And here we are in Revelation chapter 8. The Lord Jesus is on the throne. And here, verse 7 through 13, through the end of the chapter, we'll hear the trumpets that come forth of judgment. This is God's word. Revelation chapter 8, verses 7 through 13. The first sounded, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. The second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of waters. The name of the star is called Wormwood, and a third of the stars became wormwood. And many men died from the waters because they were made bitter. The fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars were struck, so that a third of them would be darkened, and a day would not shine for a third of it, and the night in the same way. Then I looked and heard an eagle flying in mid-heaven saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound." And that is God's word. So we now come to hear the seven trumpets of the seven angels. And we see the first four angels here blow their trumpets, and these trumpets are clearly trumpets indicating judgment on the earth. These trumpets of judgment indicate series of happenings, that is, calamities that will occur again and again throughout the present evil age, the age that we're in now after Christ has come in His first coming. And so this is a series of events that happens throughout history since Christ has come. And they do not symbolize separate events. That is, the first trumpet blown, and that happens one event as one event. It does not happen that way. And that's not what He's showing here, the Lord's showing here. But rather they refer to woes that may be seen any day of the year, in any part of the world. And in any time period, any part of history. Therefore, the trumpets, chapter 8 through 11 here, are synchronous or coincide with the seals. They happen at the same time as the seals of chapters 4 through 7. These trumpets of judgment are retributive in character. They're terrible calamities that fall on the wicked in order to punish them for their oppression to Christ and for their persecution of the saints. And yet these judgments are initial judgments. They happen. They're not the final judgment. The final judgment will come in time. But these are initial judgments. We see these prophesied about in the Old Testament, in the prophets. We see these, as we go, like right now there's a hurricane on the East Coast. That's one of the outworkings of the Lord's working here. In chapter 8, one of the trumpets, having to do with the sea, and having even to do with the land. And so here, they only cover a third of the earth, not the whole earth, and thus they're a means of a serious warning. If they were to cover the whole earth, it would be the final judgment. But here, only a third of the earth. They're a serious warning, calling the ungodly to repentance. And hence they are trumpets. Trumpets in Ezekiel 33:3. Says that they're trumpets of warning. And these first four trumpets of judgment harm the wicked in their physical being. The last three trumpets we'll see will will judge the spiritual being. It affects not just land, but all areas of the earth, the sea, even the heavens. And they're very similar, but more terrible than the plagues of Egypt. And so the first trumpet is blown, and there is a storm of hail and fire mixed with blood. These calamities, whatever they are controlled by the Lord, and they afflict the persecutors of the church. The second trumpet, we're shown something that looks like a great mountain hurled into the sea. And you picture that. It's an image that you're supposed to see, but it's not actual reality. The mountain's not going to be hurled into the sea. But it's a picture that needs to be seen in your mind. Picture that, and it's a great terror of God's judgment. We see just a small earthquake in the middle of the ocean or underneath the ocean, and it causes tsunamis, right? Well, this is a great mountain being thrown into the sea, and so you could think about the great disaster that would come from that. And it comes about, this disaster about the seas comes in hurricanes and tsunamis and death in the seas and upon the seas to the wicked. The third trumpet, a third of the fresh water turns bad so that people die from drinking it. Wormwood, it says, indicates bitter sorrow. If you look back in Proverbs 5, wormwood indicates bitter sorrow. And so we can assume that bitter sorrow will come upon the wicked and upon their hearts from all these judgments. The fourth trumpet, one third of the sun and a third of the stars and a third of the moon are struck, making darkness longer, and the entire universe is used by the Lord here. That's what he's saying. The entire universe is used by the Lord as a warning to those who do not serve him and who do persecute his children that they may repent. And so having the four angels, having them blow their four trumpets, now there's this intermission that is going to be seen. You're going to see the fifth and sixth trumpet, and then there's going to be an intermission. But here there's this one verse that John sees, and he hears an eagle who speaks with a loud voice. This eagle shows here that it can be seen by all because it's flying in mid-heaven, so it can be seen by all. And as an eagle is a bird of prey, this seems to bode evil. And that's what we see when he speaks. As we hear this eagle speak, he says, "Woe, woe, woe." I'm not certain of any other place where there's three woes in Scripture. Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound. And so the three remaining blasts will come, and they will be worse than these first four to the wicked. And Jesus still sits on the throne, and he's orchestrating all of this for his glory and for our good. Let's pray. Our Father, we think upon these trumpet blasts, and we see these things all the time in the world through people drinking bad water, dying. People who work on the seas and ships, and the devastations that come. We've seen many in the past few years upon the seas. We've seen many, especially living in Kansas area, we've seen many tornadoes or heard of tornadoes. We had one a couple years ago in Joplin. Father, we see these things all the time that you're doing, which you're fulfilling these trumpets blasts. You are over time going to be destroying a third of the earth and a third of the seas and the life and the creatures that are in it. Father, we hear you and we see these things, and so that gives us great comfort in knowing that you're keeping your word. Or we see that we ourselves are persecuted, and so that should give us comfort in our hearts that you're keeping your word. Lord, we are hesitant to pray imprecatory prayers, but we can pray that you would judge your enemies justly. And Father, if it be your will, that you would save some. Save your people. just as you have saved us who were once your enemies, and now you've made us friends and children of God. And so we pray for salvation for these people, that they would be warned and see that their warnings and repent from their sins and turn to the Lord, who will bring a much greater judgment in the end upon their lives, upon their souls, if they do not turn. Lord, may we think of that today, if we have not come to you and we are here, that there will be an eternity of destruction and hell apart from you. Lord, cause us to come to Christ, even as Christians, even as your children, come to you. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.